October 16th. I have just pulled all the seats, except for the driver's seat, out of my 2012 Prius V, making tons and tons of cargo space. And the airbags didn't go off, so yeah!
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Okay, it's still Tuesday, October 16th, and now I'm getting my hair cut. So, hey, everybody, Dawn.
Hi.
See, Dawn's cutting my hair.
Yes,
Dawn always cuts my hair.
I do.
Unless I'm thousands of miles away. But we don't talk about that.
No, because that's when he cheats on me.
That's right. As a haircut client, that's all. That's mostly all.
That is all.
Right. You cheat on me, but I do not cheat on you.
Oh, whatever.
I'm very faithful. You cut everybody's hair.
Well, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you do massages.
I do
quote,
massages.
Quote, unquote, massages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's don't go there.
Oh, we're there.
Oh, we're not going there. There's no happy endings.
Hey, my mom might listen to this.
Then don't talk about that.
I wasn't. And now we're in the fabulous neighborhood Walmart buying Febreze. If you're ever in a position in your life where you inherit a car that used to be owned by a smoker, you're going to find yourself on the Febreze aisle. Man, they've got a lot of flavors. Let's see, we got your original, April Fresh, Spring Renewal, Moonlight Breeze, Gain, if you'd like your car to smell like a dryer, Downy, Tide, and Blood Grapefruit. So yeah, as you can tell, it's been a very busy day. I'm back in the studio now. I put a bunch of images into the slideshow portion of my show. Funny stuff that I saw out in public that, I got to put that in. So that took a little while with the Photoshop and the PowerPoint and the whatnot. And now I'm working on this podcast. And then I'm going to go to Douglas Corner Cafe for open mic songwriter night. It'll be my last one for a month because I'm going to be on the road pretty soon. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, the government is best that governs least until you need $700 billion. The commander-in-chief don't care who gets fleeced when someone needs $700 billion. War is expensive much more than peace, and to keep bombing the crap out of the Middle East and to keep the truth from being released, they need about $700 billion. It's a big pork pie. They want to eat every piece. They'd like $700 billion. There's this sucking sound at the congressional teat. Yeah, they need $700 billion. Gotta keep those Halliburton wheels greased. It's expensive being the world police. We're still looking for Saddam's WMDs now. Someone needs $700 billion, please. This guitar costs $700 billion. And I will stop playing if you give me $700 billion. Lipstick sales are on the increase, though the exact figures have not yet been released. Those pigs are looking mighty pleased. They expect something like in the neighborhood of, give or take, $700 billion. See, Wall Street says there is no doubt that without a little bitty bailout, everybody's mortgage will explode. At least that's the story we've been told. This kazoo costs $700 billion. Harmonica costs $5, but the holder costs $699,999,995. The welfare moms will feel the squeeze. Every child left behind cut off at the knees. Can we feed our kids and buy them shoes at least? No! Someone needs $700 billion. They need $700 billion, not million, $700 billion. And this is the party that wants smaller government. Screw you guys! Good home.
That was $700 billion by Steve Goody. That's from my 2008, I think it was 2008, release, Brother, Can You Spare $700 billion? And it seemed kind of politically apropos, even though it's 10 years out of date, because of all the huge debt we're racking up for the sake of billionaires and big businesses getting tax breaks. Yeah, okay. That's as political as I'm going to get today. I'm going to stop there.
This is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, please consider subscribing. And now we're going to do the middle of show music.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
You know, I was just thinking, it is 2018. That means George Carlin has been gone for 10 years. And I just can't get my head around that. He passed away, I think it was in May of 2008, just before Sarah Palin became famous. And I remember thinking that fall, man, I wish George was here because I would love to hear what he's got to say about I Can See Russia From My House. Yes, I know that was Tina Fey, but still. And he's gone, and he remains gone, and he gets farther and farther away. But we've still got him so many recordings and specials. And get on YouTube. See what he's got to say about stuff. Except the part where he says he doesn't vote. Definitely vote. Ignore that part. But everything else. Man, love George. So here's a song about Sarah Palin, since I'm way out of date today. What the hell?
The GOP nominee has picked his running mate. She's quite renowned in her one moose town in her frozen northern state. She's as moral as they get. She's Johnny's special pet. And as pissed off as she makes me, let's get one thing straight. I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin. Wanna do some humpback whaling. As clever as she's not. Dang, that girl is hot. All that rhetoric she's spilling gets me thinking about offshore drilling. Evil turns me on, and that is one wicked hockey mom. I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin. Nothing gets me hotter than polar bear slaughter as we wipe out every otter with tons of oil in the water. Put that former beauty queen in a Hummer limousine. Add some Vaseline and send in the Marines. I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin with her leather leggings flailing. I've been screwed by politicians, but never with my permission. And though her politics are chilling, I find her booty thrilling. I Googled her today and I'm emailing to say I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
Sarah, I'm hunting you like the mighty caribou. I'm bringing up my pipeline. You bring the harp seal stew. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin. I hear she likes inhaling and making babies by the score. Then sending them off to war. That policy reformer makes the planet much, much warmer. So I'm writing to inform her that I'd like to desert storm her. And that means nailing Sarah Palin. I don't expect a politician to stick with one position, but I really didn't expect the Alaskan Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Alaskan Inquisition.
She don't believe in birth control as she climbs my Gallup pole. And I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin.
That was I'm Thinking About Nailing Sarah Palin from the Steve Goody release. Brother, can you spare $700 billion from the year 2008? I just decided to play two songs from that CD because what the heck. I would also like to point out there are videos for that song and for the one I played earlier, $700 billion, available on my website. That's right. Go to stevegoody.com, click the videos button. You can watch videos of those very songs. You're having a very good day. You're a very lucky listener.
Hey, everybody. If you want to know where to get your haircut, you go to Peace Needed. That's needed like bread. K-N-E-A-D-E-D. Peace Needed, and ask for Dawn Miller, licensed massage therapist number 9803 and hairstylist, so you can get your hair done all awesome and get all of your knots worked out. You can find her at styleseat.com/DawnMiller5, and if you don't remember any of that stuff, just give her a call, 615-828-6006 in the greater Nashville area.
Ooh, I forgot to mention, I am a member of a website called thefump.com. That stands for the Funny Music Project. Thefump.com. I put a song up there every month, and my latest one went live today. It's called I Wanna Be That Moose. It's about a Beanie Baby moose. Because aren't all comedy songs about Beanie Baby mooses? So go to thefump.com and have a listen if you like. And I think that's it for this podcast. We're going to do the closing music. See you tomorrow.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!